Roland Martin, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
What do we want? When do we want it?
We can't sit here and complain about public policy, complain about what people are doing in this country if we check out of the process.
This morning, Roland Martin's on the phone. Where are you, Roland?
I am at 30 Rock in New York, sitting down today with the great Harry Belafonte to interview him about his upcoming Many Rivers to Cross, a festival of music, art, and justice taking place October 1st and 2nd, Chattahoochee Hills in Atlanta. And so look forward to Mr. B. Tom. He's 89.
Yeah.
And still on the battlefield swing.
God bless him.
So look forward to that conversation. We have been, of course, covering the Nate Parker movie, The Birth of a Nation. And for the last month, the focus has not been on that. It has been on his him being accused 17 years ago of raping a woman while a student at Penn State. He had went through a trial. The jury found him not guilty. His friend, who was also accused, Gene Celestine, he was convicted, but that case was later overturned on appeal. And then there was not a second trial as the woman chose not to testify. And prosecutors said it was hard for them to find. Also talk to some of the witnesses. And so there's been lots of discussion. Folks have been calling him a rapist, saying he needs to come forward and atone for his sins. Well, a group of Penn State students who were there, they penned a letter talking about their knowledge of the case, but also what does this mean? Well, one of the folks is a Dr. Asala Richards. She's out of Houston, Texas. She joins us right now on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Dr. Richards, how are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
So this is very interesting because this thing really took off, largely led by black women. And folks have been saying that Nate Parker needs to come forward and apologize. He needs to stop saying that he's innocent. He gave a couple of interviews early on that was criticized over the weekend. He gave another interview with Ebony Magazine, talked about what he has been through and what he has learned and how he was not empathizing with the woman involved who later committed suicide. Why did you and the others decide to write this letter involving this case?
Well, we felt strongly that the media was misrepresenting the facts of the case and that there was some need for clarity and a larger context. There were over 700 pages of transcript, as you know. And that has not been covered, and people have not reviewed that. They've taken snippets of the trial transcript and used it to really create a controversy, which we don't think has been warranted based on the fact that Nate Parker and Gene Celestine went through the full judicial process, and that should matter. And so to call them a rapist, we think is an act of injustice because of the experiences that they had and the fact that people are creating this false dichotomy, rapist or rape apologetic, you know, is not moving this conversation around protection of women forward. So we thought it was important. We were there 17 years ago, and we thought it was important to stand up today. And I want to remind people, Nate Parker and Gene Celestine were not celebrities at that time. They weren't even celebrated athletes. They were disgraced athletes. So they didn't have any protections for who they were or who people thought they were. And they went against a very prejudiced judicial system, and witnesses were harassed. And we were harassed and targeted and told that we would pay for standing up. And so we stood up then, and we wanted to be consistent with that fight for justice and stand up today.
Well, I've had women, I've interviewed women, feminist activists who have said repeatedly that they absolutely disagree with the notion that even though he went through a jury system and was found not guilty, they say that does not mean innocent. I've had folks say, well, Roland, how can you all of a sudden say it's the judicial system when, in the case of George Zimmerman, he was found not guilty of killing Trayvon Martin, and the same thing when it comes to police brutality and police officers as well? How would you respond to that?
That's a great point, because we know that in those cases, the judicial system advantaged and gave protection for defendants who were not African-American. When you look at the judicial system, this is not a contradiction, because we know when the defendant is African-American and the accuser or the victim in the case is non-African-American, particularly white, that those defendants are more likely to be found guilty. So the fact that this defendant, these defendants were African-American and the alleged victim was a white female and that they were found innocent in a jury with 11 white jurors and one African-American juror means something significant in the judicial system that we know. And so we know that the judicial system never favors African-Americans, and not in central Pennsylvania, not in a time when African-American students, board trustees of the university were being harassed and targeted and given death threats. This was a very hostile climate. So for those jurors to find Nate Parker not guilty, it's significant and needs to, and it warrants our attention and our close scrutiny. And the fact that Jean Celestin was found not guilty upon appeal in a year when less than 15% of all appeal cases were found in the favor of the defendants or those who have been found guilty is also significant. And let me make this point. It does us no good to create these false dichotomies, right? Where he's the rapist and he must apologize. For him to truly be sorry, he must say that he's sorry for raping someone. He does not have to say he's sorry for raping anyone if he's in fact innocent. He can be sorry and apologetic for the things that he did surrounding the case, which he now regrets and is remorseful for. And so I want to tell women, because I'm a woman who is, it was a survivor of sexual violence. I want to tell women that we have to move. For me, it's important that I move to a process of restorative justice where we really prioritize community building, transformation, and healing. Because to make an enemy of Nate Parker and Jean Celestin does not address the underlying value system norms in this society that objectify women and make women prey and victims to the behaviors of men and make men sexual aggressors in relationships and contexts. So for
do you
us,
believe?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
For us, we want to move this conversation forward and really talk about the issues that really need to be addressed. And Jean and Celestin and rehashing this trial does not move us far, but it continues to do what we do in America is make African-American people scapegoat for issues around all kinds of social ills.
Okay, last question,
I've had,
Roland.
I've had women. Go ahead.
Last question, Roland. You go ahead.
Doc, I've had women say that the discussion around the movie should be involved in campus rape and the story of Nat Turner. What do you say?
I say that this case was 17 years ago, and if we want to talk about the issues of date rape or we want to talk about rape, let's do it. Let's give it a fair hearing, but let's not tag it on to a media line around a movie, which is to give other people attention and to criticize the actions of the writers and the producers of this movie. I think that's unfair, and it does not move the conversation forward and do not give women the attention and the opportunity they need to bring their grievances to bear in this country.
It diminishes both by doing
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, it does.
All right.
Dr. Sada Richards, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Thank you.
Tell Harry Belafonte I will be there October 1st and 2nd in Atlanta.
I will let him know.
Yeah. Interesting.
Very.
Yeah.